We're joined on the line this morning by Raina Goebel, who has written the book, Cliff's Notes, Graduation Debt, Second Edition. She's the author of this book that helps us kind of stay out of debt or manage our student loans, and she's kind of lived it. Good morning, Raina. Thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you were one of those people that had to deal with graduation debt. Tell me a little about your story and why you decided to help others.
Yeah, you know, I grew up with a great, for my parents, we grew up with a great community ethic that you really just have to give back and you have to do something in your life that helps other people. And for me, what was hard with student loans is I lost one of my loans. I defaulted on a loan simply because I didn't consolidate it, didn't find out until 10 years later. And it's really easy to find on the student loan data system, and I can share that information with people. I got out of the default. It's off my credit report. It's now consolidated with my other loans. And it's a relatively easy process that I share in the book, and I answer questions all the time on Twitter to people. So it's really wonderful that I get to do this, and I feel very privileged to be able to help others with my situation and just explain things in simple language that people understand.
With that particular loan, did not the lender come after you during that spell?
It's kind of funny. I mean, I may have received things in the mail, or you change addresses. You know, you're not going to be living in the same place you lived in college. And I didn't find out until I went back to school. When I was going to finish as a senior, it's like, what happened? Why can't I get my student loan? And they said, well, you had a default. And I'm like, oh. So I called the guarantee agency. I got on a plan I can't afford. And back then, it was arbitrary what the amount was to get out of default as far as the monthly payment. Now, as of July 1, there's actually a formula, so it's even easier than ever. And it's possible a default payment can be as little as $5.
Is there a way to set yourself up for success when you're initially looking for these loans and what loans to get?
Oh, yes. There are a million ways to set yourself up for success. The first thing I say, and it's the mistake that I see people making all the time, is spending those student loan refund checks on things you don't need or just not really having a budget. I mean, I remember in the 90s spending things on a record player or just going out, and then it adds up and you never realize what it is until later. And from people I know in my generation and even now, those student loan refund checks, the remainder of your loan after tuition is paid, those are always the situation. And that's why I wrote an article on Forbes this week about that. And it's the big thing. And then also, just make sure that when you're borrowing, it's money that you need. Parents, avoid parent loans if you don't have to take them out. Try to find a college where your student is within the bounds that they can cover it with federal student loans alone. And that's really the biggest thing that you can do, is just make sure it's at least within those federal student loan limits without the parents having to borrow. The kid may have to pay off what the parents borrow. The parent may have to pay it off. They have some sort of agreement together. It's just don't borrow too much. I say $40,000 is a good cap generally for undergrad and what loans you should take out. I used to say that you should base it on income, but you really never know what someone's going to make afterwards because you change careers. I mean, I'm not what I expected to be when I was 18. I love what I do, but it's not what I would have wanted to be at 18.
What should people look for when you consolidate loans?
I think the main thing is that if you get calls and it's not the federal government, don't do it. You can call the federal government and they have a phone line where they can help you. You do not have to pay hundreds of dollars for someone to consolidate your federal loans. If they tell you they can consolidate your private and your federal together, it means they're some sort of private bank. And generally, that's not done. So I would really think about anyone that offers you anything of the sort, what they're really offering you, and if it's at a decent interest rate. But the federal student loans, because they have so many options for if you get in trouble to get a better payment plan or to get a payment break, really try to keep your federal loans federal, especially if you may qualify for public service loan forgiveness, later on after 10 years if you happen to be in a public service profession, which a lot of people are, that they don't realize it's estimated about a quarter of the population is.
We're talking today with Rena Goble, who has written the book Graduation Debt, How to Manage Student Loans and Live Your Life. This is the second edition. You include a chapter in there called Surviving Debt and Relationships. That's a key a lot of times when you meet people or whatever. It's, you know, it's sort of the undisclosed portion of it. Tell a little bit about that and what you recommend as far as that's concerned.
As with anything with communication in a relationship, be open. You know, if you tell them that, yes, I have the student loan debt, but I'm following this advice, I'm getting it under control, it's a payment that is less than my car payment. If you just show people what it really is, then it's not such a big deal. And even if you have, say, $100,000 in student loans, I personally would rather date somebody that has that and is in control of it, then it's still spending ridiculous amounts on their credit card, and they only have $10,000 in debt. So the other part of it really is, just remember, everybody has something. Everybody has debt. They may have a mother that you're going to have to learn to love. Everybody has something, and don't think that you're an inferior person because you borrowed money to get a great education so you can get the job you want and be a much happier person for that other person that you're in a relationship with to live with.
What about getting a job while you're in school to help with the debt? Is that an idea, or to, you know, to help pay some of the tuition so you don't have to get as much graduation debt?
Yeah, I think when you get a job, though, the main thing is that it's something that will help your career. One way that people waste money is by changing majors. I did it. And if you keep going with career experience and internships, then you are more likely to graduate sooner, have a job you like after school. Just make sure you're talking to your professors about how many hours you actually have available for work, because if you mess up your school and your academics because you're working, you're really not doing yourself any good. So make sure that it's really a balance and it's not just about reducing tuition. And don't do it to extend school by 3 years because you're working at the same time. The money that you'd make after graduation is generally more money than what you would make in school, and you're probably costing yourself money over the lifetime. Just be frugal about what you're taking out in loans, and then think about career experience while you're in school. If career experience is the primary focus, getting a job after school is the primary focus, there's no way that can do you any wrong.
It's Graduation Debt, How to Manage Student Loans and Live Your Life. If people want to find out more about this or other things related to student graduation debt, what's a good place for them to check it out?
Graduationdebt.org, and I always answer every question people send me at Rena Goble on Twitter. So feel free to tweet me anytime. Happy to help.
That sounds good. It's Reyna Goble. Thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Enjoy.